Now for our story. Today, when Aunt Mary went to Carla Descari's little room in the Wakefield Hospital, she wasn't at all sure what the outcome of their talk would be. She only hoped the young woman would respond to the appeal she made, an appeal to Carla's sense of honor, her sense of justice. And since these were in conflict with the girl's desire to protect her husband, it wasn't possible to be sure which would prove stronger. But finally, Carla's natural compassion had won out. She'd confessed that Bill Meade was innocent of harming her, and that her own husband was at fault. Only then had Mary Lane told Carla there was no danger of Mario's being prosecuted, unless Carla herself brought charges or testified against him. But Carla's happiness was shadowed by her worry as to Mario's disappearance.
If only I knew where to reach him, Aunt Mary, so I could explain that it's all right. I can't understand why he doesn't write to me at least. It's not like Mario just to disappear like this, no word.
Well, my dear, the main thing right now is for you to get back your strength. I'm sure you'll feel better after you tell the sheriff what happened.
But suppose something's happened to him so he can't come home. If Mario still believes all those lies he heard about Bill and me, he might decide never to come back, Aunt Mary.
Now, Carla, you mustn't get yourself upset. You know Mario loves you, no matter how foolish he's acted.
I think he does, Aunt Mary. And that's all the more reason he may have decided it was no use to come back. Don't you see? He was so positive that all that nasty gossip about me was true.
But you forget, Carla, that Mario's a boy who loses his head temporarily. He's quick to anger. But underneath, Mario's really very intelligent and sensitive. I'm sure when he thinks back over your life together, he'll see how foolish he's been to doubt you, even for a minute.
Do you really think so, Aunt Mary?
Yes, I do, Carla.
And you think he'll come home?
Yes. Yes, when he feels able to face you. When that happens, I'm sure nothing could keep him away.
That's what I told myself. That nothing could stop Mario from coming home. If he were alive.
Oh, Carla. Of course Mario's alive.
But Aunt Mary, maybe Mario did something to himself. He might have been ashamed at what happened. So ashamed that he just decided to... Well, to give up entirely.
Carla, that's nonsense.
I wish I believed it was. But if he really thought he'd killed me, he might not have waited to find out what happened after he left. He might have... Oh, Aunt Mary.
Carla, that's a dreadful thing to say or even to think. You ought to know Mario better than that. He's no weakling who gives up out of cowardice.
Not out of cowardice, Aunt Mary. But he might... out of remorse.
No, Carla. I'm sure that Mario left Wakefield in anger. And doubtless he's been waiting for that anger to subside. When it does... when he's regained control over himself, he'll come home again.
Do you really believe that?
Of course I do.
I want to believe
it. You must believe it, my dear. You do Mario an injustice if you think anything else. Your husband is no coward. He's willful, short-tempered, and perhaps even cruel sometimes. But he would never give up in a cowardly fashion. It just isn't in him.
Yes, Aunt Mary. I believe you're right. I'll stop thinking such things. As you say, Mario does make terrible mistakes sometimes when he's mad. But when he thinks it over, he's always sorry.
Of course he is.
And now, when he comes back, maybe all the fury he used up will have cleared the air. So he'll be sweet and gentle the way he used to be.
I hope so, my dear, with all my heart.
Anyway, I guess there's no use waiting any longer. I'd better tell Sheriff Goodwin what he wants to know.
I wish you would, Carla. The sooner you do, the better it will be for everyone. Bill and Peggy. And for you as well.
Then, will you give him my message? That I'm ready to see him?
I'll go over and see the sheriff right now.
I'll feel better after this. Aunt Mary.
Yes, Carla.
You do believe Mario will come home, don't you?
Yes, Carla. I do.
But in Gary at that same moment, Carla's husband had just finished writing a letter. It was a long letter, and it was addressed to Wakefield. Now Mario stands outside the door of Anna Bartok's room in the cheap lodging house in which he has hidden himself since his flight from home.
Hello, Tony. I'm in Mario.
That's okay. You can go on calling me, Tony.
I like Mario better. Only I'm not used to it yet.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm in kind of a hurry. Just wanted to ask if you have a 3-cent stamp you'll sell me.
Thanks, sure. So you finally got around to writing the folks back home?
What about it?
Nothing. I've been wondering when you would. Figured you'd have something to say after you read that paper I brought you. You might as well come in and close the door while I look for the stamp. Letting all the warm air out.
Okay.
That's better. Sit down, why don't you?
I just told you I'm in a hurry. I want to get this letter off.
Well, for the love of Mike. You've waited this long. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to a fire. If you're in such a rush, why don't you send her a telegram?
What do you mean, her?
I keep telling you, Mario, I'm not a dope. After I read all that stuff in your Wakefield Sentinel, all about how Carla Descarry was recovering in the hospital, how Mario Descarry beat it out of town. Naturally, I figure you're right in your way.
You got a nerve reading that paper?
I don't see why. Out of the kindness of my heart, I pounded the pavements all over town looking for it. Doesn't that entitle me to satisfy my curiosity?
I'd like it a lot better if you'd mind your own business.
I'd like it better, Mario, if your business was my business.
You're better off this way.
Never mind sticking my neck out, Mario. Not for a guy like you.
I told you before, that line won't get you anywhere with me. You're wasting your time.
What else have I got to do with my time but waste it? Sitting in a dreary hole day after day and getting my nerves. In fact, I was just on the verge of turning the whole thing over to somebody else. Maybe taking a little trip somewhere. Just for the ride. And then you came along and I changed my mind.
What about my stunt?
Wait a minute, Mario. After all, I haven't seen you since you slammed out of here with that hometown newspaper of yours. It might at least tell me if it made you feel better.
What difference does it make to you how I feel?
A lot of difference. Because I got a feeling you and me could have a lot of fun. You didn't have something on your mind. Figured maybe you'd feel better now you knew what was happening back in Wakefield.
You're wasting your time. How often do I have to tell you?
I just told you I got nothing better to do with my time. Remember that day down in your room? You kissed me.
I was crazy.
Even though you threw me out right after. I haven't forgotten. Why I'm willing to put myself to a little extra trouble for you, Mario. You're worth it. Thinking I ought to have more pride, aren't you? But that doesn't bother me.
As far as I can see, nothing does.
I don't like being lonesome, Mario. That's what I hate. Willing to do almost anything to keep away the blues. I've got to be around somebody, have a few laughs, a couple of drinks once in a while. Otherwise, I stop talking to myself. I get to thinking about the give me the willies.
Talking to the wrong guy if you think guy could cheer you up.
No. I got a hunch about you. There's only one thing about you that's got me worried.
What's that?
Looks to me as if you'll probably go back to Wakefield now. I hate that idea, Mario, honest.
Then you can forget it. I'm not going back.
On the level. You mean not at all? Not ever?
That's right. I'm never going back there. Never.
And so while Mario's wife in Wakefield lay happily dreaming of her husband's return to her, another girl, a stranger, was looking into Mario's face eagerly. In spite of Mario's coldness, his rude manner, and pretended lack of interest, Anna was certain that the young Italian was very much aware of it. What would happen now, she asked herself.